What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here, joined again by Brandon. And on this episode, we'll be doing a Boston Celtics offseason recap. Before we get into our thoughts on the Celtics and other moves, I want to talk to you guys, as always, about Goalie, the world's first apple cider vinegar gummies. Goalie gummies are a fun and easy way to incorporate apple cider vinegar into your daily routine. And now in 2021, Goalie has introduced their Ashwa gummies. These Ashwa gummies are made for people looking to relax and get rid of some stress. Goalie has also introduced their Superfruits gummies, and these Superfruits gummies help form the collagen within your body. And now the newest gummies Goalie has introduced are the Super Greens gummies, and these Super Greens gummies are made with 11 Super Greens plus essential vitamins, probiotics, and nutrients to help improve digestive health, healthy liver function, healthy immune system, and so much more. If you guys want to try out these delicious and healthy apple cider vinegar gummies, Ashwa gummies, Super Fruits gummies, and Super Greens gummies, make sure to head to goalie.com. That's goalie, G-O-L-I.com, and use promo code TFES for 25% off your order. All right, guys. So now to get into what the Boston Celtics did this offseason. So they added Ryan, Archie Diacono, Enes Kanter, Garrison Matthews, Theo Pinson, Dennis Schroeder, Bruno Fernando, Al Horford, Juancho Hernan Gomez, Josh Richardson, Jay Rich, and they drafted Juhan Beguerin, who's like a guy that's like overseas, so he might not even end up being a Celtic, but we're going to have to wait and see what happens there. And they lost Moses Brown, Chris Dunn, Carson Edwards. Obviously, Chris Dunn didn't play for them, but he got traded to them, and then they traded him away. But yeah, Carson Edwards, Taco Fall, Evan Fournier, Semi Ojeley, Tristan Thompson, Kemba Walker, Luke Kornet, and Tremont Waters. So, all right, Brandon, so start us off here, bro. What are your like overall or initial thoughts on what Boston did this offseason?
How dare they let Taco Fall walk? Ooh. What are they doing? What is going on? Brad Stevens, shame on you. Go back to being a head coach. Okay, thanks.
Amen.
oh, man. Nah, but real talk. If we're looking at their entire offseason, they look really sneaky. I feel like a lot of the moves they made have been under the radar, but very quality pickups. First and foremost, we have to address the whole Kemba situation. Yeah. Obviously, it didn't work out. I feel like you can't really blame Kemba. He was dealing with some injuries, and his knees just haven't been the same. And there's only so much he can do, you know, when you're going through that. As a Heat fan, we saw how that affected D Wade throughout his career. So obviously it's a difficult injury to deal with. So when he did play, he was kind of ineffective, but they did trade him to OKC for Al Horford. And I feel having Al Horford back is great for two reasons. The first one, when he was in Boston, he was a really good player. We saw how he fit on those teams with a young Tatum, young Jaylen. And when Kyrie was there with Gordon Hayward as well, I feel like Horford fits great with this squad. He can stretch the floor. We obviously know how he defends really well. High IQ guy. So I feel like he's a great veteran to have on that squad for this season. And the second reason, he helped bring Dennis Schroeder to Boston. He helped convince Schroeder to take $5 million from Boston. That's insane. If you think about it, they basically traded Kemba for Horford and Schroeder. Because if you guys didn't know this, Horford convinced Schroeder to come to Boston. So I think that's a great reason to have Horford on board, and they helped get Schroeder on a mid-level or below the mid-level. Like that's a great pickup for Boston. I feel like Schroeder is one of the best backup PGs in the league. I know some teams like the Lakers last season tried to make him a starter. But I think Schroeder's best suited as a six man. We saw how in OKC, I don't remember if he won six man of the year or he was definitely like second.
He was in the running for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And even in Atlanta, when they had Jeff Teague starting on those teams, he was a great spark plug off the bench. So I feel like that's where he's best suited. And I feel like this season, he'll have a great season doing that for Boston. Because I feel like they have Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown starting in the backcourt. But overall, I like what Boston did. Jay Rich, Heat lifer. We love Jay Rich here. I feel like he's a great 3-and-D guy for them to have. Those guys, you can play them anywhere. They fit on any team. So that's a great pickup for them. And they only traded Moses Brown, who didn't even play a game for them. So I feel like it's a great move. They also extended Jay Rich for an extra year, so he could potentially be a trade chip down the line. Juancho Hernan Gomez, quality big man. He can stretch the floor, defend a little bit, multiple positions. Not a bad move. They brought back Enes Kanter, who has had some decent runs in Boston before, and I feel like he's a great guy to have there, especially if they need some size down low. He can definitely do that. Score some buckets and get some boards. We know his defense is a little suspect, but I don't know. They'll probably make it work somehow. And then, yeah, like even guys like Garrison Matthews, he's a great shooter. Bruno Fernando can become a quality backup big at some point in the future. So, yeah, I like what they definitely did. And I feel like what they lost, they didn't really lose much. Like Kemba was being super ineffective for them. Tristan Thompson, he's replaceable. They brought in, you know, a couple of bigs who I feel might have equal or even a greater impact. Like I feel like Cancer's a better fit on their squad than Tristan Thompson. And then Evan Fournier only played there half a season. But what they added, it's like you replace what you lost there. So definitely like what Boston did. And I feel like they're gonna have a sneaky season this year. They're gonna be pretty good.
Yeah, no, I like everything you said there, bro. And I want to start off by like giving you a shout out to Brad Stevens, because like I said, on the Hawks offseason recap, like what Boston did last offseason, I remember I was like so disappointed, like in their front office and like whatever, Danny Ainge and everyone making the decisions. But I think like Brad Stevens, what he did as his first offseason as a GM, I think he like completely, like obviously he revamped the roster, but not only did he revamp it, but I think he made it like so much better. And I think they're going to be at the top of the East once again, just like they were a couple years ago. Obviously, last year, whatever, they're in the playoffs and they're going to be competitive. It's the Boston Celtics. But I really think these moves are going to help them get back to that level where they were at two seasons ago when they made it to the conference finals. And I didn't know that about Al Horford, that he convinced Schroeder to come to Boston. But
yeah,
no, you're right. For the mid-level, bro, to have a guy that every year, he has a like potential to be the sixth man of the year. I mean, that's a bargain. Like, I don't care like what team you are. That's a bargain for sure. Paying $5 million and he might be the best bench player in the league. That's huge. And I agree with you for sure with Al Horford, man. He was incredible in Boston, man. His impact was so big there. Like you said, he's played with Tatum, with Brown. He's played with Marcus Smart. He has chemistry with those guys. It seems like, I mean, I would guess that him and Brad Stevens are really close, because obviously Stevens was his coach there in Boston, and now he becomes GM. And one of the first moves he makes is to bring Horford back to Boston. So, I mean, that speaks volumes to me that he has a great relationship still with the organization. Nothing bad ever happened after they traded him. So, but yeah, Horford on the court, like you said, he'll be a great addition. He'll make them better. And I also think, too, like in the locker room, he's going to be a great leader for this team. Yeah, he's going to – I know Tatum and Brown love him for sure. But, yeah, I think on the court and in the locker room, like Horford is going to be amazing for them. Enes Kanter, you talked about him. I've always loved him in Boston, in Portland. Like, he's gone back and forth kind of. But I know obviously he was with Utah. But I don't know. I believe in Enes Kanter. I think he might be the best, like, backup center in the league, like because I think he really is a consistent rebounder. He plays tough, and I think of the playoffs a couple years ago in the bubble, I think he had like a messed up shoulder for Portland. They had a big Nurk in their center. He was out, and Kanter, he had to have offseason shoulder surgery. And in that playoff like series in the bubble, he stayed in there every game and he kept playing with a messed up shoulder. So when I see that, I'm like, damn, I want that guy on my team. So I think Kanter would be great for them as well. Garrison Matthews is like such an underrated pickup. Like, he's a hell of a three-point shooter. Some Heat fans might remember him a couple of years ago. He went off against the Heat in a game. I know it was in Washington. I can't remember the final score, but I know he hit around six or seven threes that game. But, yeah, Hernan Gomez too. I think he's an underrated guy. Obviously, he's not a big name. But he could even make a big impact for Boston as well. So now I'm looking like at those big men there, and they improved that position or that room. They improved it like crazy compared to what they had last season. Yeah, and then like you said, Jay Rich, man, he's a guy that you can always count on, and he's gonna fit in on any on every team. And he plays with so much heart, and that's something I always like remember about Jay Rich in Miami. So, but yeah, you have any other thoughts, man, on the Celtics?
Yeah, I love that you mentioned that regarding like their big men, because I feel like that's been one of the biggest like weaknesses in Boston's roster over like recent seasons. So the fact that they addressed it with guys like Horford, Cantor, Hernan Gomez, and even Fernando, like you can tell they definitely saw the need for it, and they definitely addressed it. So yeah, kudos to Brad Stevens, his first offseason as GM. I feel like he did a really good job. Not a bad job overall. I did want to touch on, I feel like Boston, they can roll out some pretty scary lineups. Like obviously we know Tatum and Brown, they're the two who lead the operation. And if you need a closing lineup, imagine throwing those two guys with Horford, Marcus Smart, and then a shooter. I feel like that's a really good lineup to have. Or if you need more defense, you swap shooter for Jay Rich, Josh Richardson, and that's a really good defensive lineup right there. They can all defend. So I definitely like what they have going on. They're going to be a tough team to beat, especially late in games where it's they seem like a nitty-gritty type of team to me this season. So if it gets down to the dirty late in the game and it's going to come down to some key defensive possessions, they're going to be tough to beat. So definitely like what they're doing. Also want to shout out their head coach this season, Ime Udoka. Not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but I feel like he's a great young coach in this league. He comes from the Popovich tree of head coaches, which is a great place to start. We obviously know how historic, Popovich and his guys have been in San Antonio. He also was an assistant on some decent Philly squads. I believe he was an assistant with Brooklyn last season. So he's been around a lot of great guys, great coaches in this league. So I feel like it's great. He has a great background to come from. And the fact that he's coached a lot of great players like KD and other great players in this league, who knows? He might help convince some stars to come to Boston one day. I don't know. But we've seen a lot of coaches bring guys they like to the team where they're at. And so long term, it might help bring a third star to play next to Tatum and Jaylen Brown. So definitely like what they have going there. Overall, really good offseason for the Celtics, in my opinion.
That's a great point you make. That yeah, potentially he could like try to lure in another like star to partner up there with Tatum and Brown. And one more thing about Udoka, so he's like, I don't know if they're married, engaged, but he's with like one of the most like, I don't know, beautiful women on the planet. She's an actress. Her name's Nia Long. I'm sure a lot of people know who she is. Like she's a big time actress. She's been in Boys in the Hood, Big Mama's House. Those are some of my favorite movies, Big Mama's House. She's in Big Mama's House, too. She's in all the Big Mama's movies. And she was also on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, too, with Will Smith in the 90s and stuff. But, yeah, I had to get that
boy winning. That boy winning on and off the court.
Exactly. Yeah, I had to get that in there because I got to shout him out for that, bro. She's beautiful. But overall, man, I think the Celtics did amazing, like straight up. I think these moves are going to really pay off and we're going to see them on the court. Like, I think they're going to be much better. I really think they're going to be at that level that they were at 2 years ago. And obviously this isn't what I'm going to say has nothing to do with this offseason, but even Jason Tatum, I just think he's going to keep growing and growing and growing. And Jaylen Brown, man, like they, both of those guys, man, they're special. They're not just like, oh yeah, these young guys that could be stars and help us win. No, like, I think they're both like special, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they both have centerpiece potential for sure.
100%.
Yeah, I definitely like that for sure. I like them both. I feel like they both work well together, to be honest. I really like both of them individually. Yeah. Obviously, Tatum can become a top 10, even top 5 guy in this league when it's all said and done. Jaylen Brown, he's definitely a top 20 guy. He can defend at the highest level. His offense has come such a long way. I feel like both those guys don't really have a weakness in their game, which is scary. It's really scary. I definitely feel though, if Boston fails to make a significant run this season though, they're definitely going to look into trading one or the other. And I feel like most likely it's going to be Jaylen Brown who gets moved because Tatum is the more defined superstar on that squad. But I feel like this can potentially be a make or break season for that duo. Or at least if it doesn't work out this season, then you start to hear the rumblings come along. If they need to split that duo up or not. But for right now, I really like those two guys together, and I feel like they can work long term. So we'll just see what happens over the course of the season.
No, yeah, that's a great point. I'm glad you brought it up. Yeah, I think I'm with you now. It's a make it or break it, whatever season, because you're right. And an example we could use is like Philadelphia. All the years they've been waiting, like keeping Embiid and Simmons. Oh, this is going to be the year. This is going to be the year. This is going to be the year.
Mm-hmm.
Boston, if I'm Boston, I'm looking at that situation, how it's going right now. I'm like, look, we don't want this to happen here. So,
yeah,
hopefully for them, you know, and their fans, that they're able to, like, do a lot better this season and keep both Tatum and Brown, because I really do think they're both special. But yeah, that's a great point you bring up, bro, because,
yeah,
you don't want to turn into Philly, you know what I mean? Like,
for sure. And, I mean, they're both not even in their prime yet. I think they're 24, 23, respectively. Yeah. Yeah. So they're not even in their prime. But the way the league is right now, and NBA fans everywhere, there's no patience. Yeah. And I feel it's not even NBA. It's just sports in general. Fans have no patience. Even organizations are running low on patience nowadays.
For sure.
So these guys aren't even in their prime yet. But if it doesn't work for another season or two, they're going to call it quits. And it's crazy because back in the day, if you had your main two guys, you roll with them all the way for the next 10, 15 years and try to make it work around those two guys. But with the league nowadays, if something's not working, they move quick. They don't wait around. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens. And we know Boston fans aren't, they're not patient. So if something's not working, they're going to be ready to move it because they want to win. In every sport, Boston teams have always been competitive. So there's one fan base who has no patience. I feel like Boston's definitely up there. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I definitely like those two guys. Worst case, move one into Miami. I don't know. You know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we don't mind. We won't be mad.
Yeah. Hey, and Danny Ainge ain't there anymore. So who knows? That might open the room to maybe make some Boston and Miami moves, because that wasn't there in the past. But we'll see what happens.
And you know, Bam and Tatum are like super close. So you never know.
Yeah.
And when you have Pat Riley, nothing's impossible. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And they both played on Team USA together. So,
hey,
long-term moves, man. They're sneaky, but we know what we're doing.
The big three, how that all formed a couple years before, like Wade and Bosh came to Miami. I mean, no, LeBron and Bosh came to Miami. Mm-hmm. Those guys had talked about playing together at the Olympics. So, hey, and honestly, man, with Pat Riley, man, anything's possible, I think, man.
Yeah, for sure.
but yeah, man, any other thoughts you have on the Celtics?
Nah, I mean, that's pretty much it. I think we covered all the bases on this team. I just want to touch on one thing you said, which I thought was really good. Yeah. The Horford thing in the locker room is going to be huge.
Yeah.
Because we obviously know what he provides on the court, even though he's getting older, but I think his game is going to age well. But I feel like it's going to be huge having him in that locker room, because there are a lot of young guys in this league. I mean, on that team, like Tatum and Brown are still pretty young, and some of the other guys as well. But I remember in the bubble when they had a locker room, I don't know if it was a fight, altercation, whatever happened, when they're playing against the Heat. And so I feel like having a Horford in that locker room is going to go such a long way to keep everyone sane, keep everyone, you know, on a even playing field, I guess. Just having that voice of like reason is going to be huge for them. And I don't know, Boston's off to a shaky start. I don't know if you saw what happened with Marcus Smart. He got suspended for a preseason game. So I don't know. I feel like hopefully that doesn't happen. You hate to see that happen on any team, but having a guy like Horford there, I feel like it's going to be great to try to prevent that thing going forward.
Yeah, I'm glad you just brought up the like Smart situation. Yeah, he just got suspended and things aren't looking, you're right. Like, it's not looking like it's like a, like stable locker room right now, or a stable team.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm remembering now in the offseason, I remember there was rumors that I know for sure that Heat called Boston to see, because they were interested in Marcus Smart. So even like, that's another situation to look at. Like, even with Smart, like if I don't know, let's say he gets suspended again, or you see him like on the court arguing with like Tatum or whatever, one of his teammates, like they might move from Smart. And no, and I think, I don't know, I think Marcus Smart, man, he's one of the most underrated guys in all of basketball. And
yeah,
the thing is, like, it might not show like how good he is through his stats, but when you watch him, you see the impact he has, man, like on defense and offense. Like, I would love to have him in Miami straight up. Like yeah. With no hesitation, bro. You bring that guy here, the Heat culture, and with Tucker and all these, like, and Jimmy and all these guys, bro. That'd be deadly. But we're talking about the Heat again. But yeah, I'm glad you brought it up though, because yeah, like yeah. Smart, he's like in trouble right now. There's rumors he's gonna get traded. He's gonna be a free agent, right? After this season.
No, so he actually signed an extension. He ended up signing an extension, but
that's right.
But yeah, I mean, we've seen a lot of players take extensions. They got moved like a year later, so you never know what's gonna happen. But yeah, I'm definitely with you, but I feel like Smart, he's a great player. And his value goes beyond the box score. Like you said, he's a great defender. I feel like he's been on all defensive teams, and I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
his playmaking has come a long way. His shooting has come a long way, which is his biggest question mark. But and it's just crazy to me because we saw the locker room altercation, and then we saw him get suspended now.
Yeah,
but I don't know. It's kind of crazy because I've always felt like through the whole Kyrie situation, the Isaiah Thomas, everything, he's been there through all that.
Yeah.
So I feel like if there's anyone, he's the heart and soul of that team. But this is interesting because it feels like that relationship is trending or starting to trend in the other direction now, which is kind of sad to see. But I don't know. He signed an extension, so we'll see if he ends up staying there for the duration of that or if he ends up being moved. But he's a great fit on any team. But guys like that, they're invaluable.
Yeah.
Is that the right word? I don't know. They're valuable players, valuable commodities. So
no, 100%.
Yeah. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what that happens. And I guess we'll monitor that throughout the season. But yeah.
No, honestly, though, now I'm even more excited because, like, that's like going to be a situation, bro. I'm going to be monitoring. My bad. I'm going to be looking at that situation, bro, because, yeah, Smart is literally a guy that, I don't know, like, it's kind of random, obviously, but we talked about it in the Hawks recap, how they can make a move, and you never know. Like, if things go wrong, and the Hawks maybe get Smart, you never know the impact he can have there. I know that's kind of random.
That's crazy you say that. I feel that's a great fit next to Trey. Because we know Trey's not the best defender in the world. And
there you go.
You put one of the best backcourt defenders in the league next to him. Yeah. That's a great fit next to each other, especially because Trey has a ball in his hands. Smart can just spot up and shoot too. His shooting has come a long way. So, and then he just has to focus on defense on the other end and just, you know, hold their best perimeter player, lock him down. I feel that's a great prediction there, Rob. I like that.
Yeah, you never know.
You might have something there for sure.
But straight up, I'm even more excited now. But I love, bro, because obviously in the news, when situations like this happen, when there's like trade rumors, it's usually about a big name and whatever. Like, I get kind of excited, but it gets like dragged out for so long. But a guy like Smart, he's not a name that you hear a lot, but he's a guy like that, his impact can take you to the next level. So, man, I'm so glad you brought that up, though. I can't wait to see like what happens, obviously, with the Celtics, but with Smart too.
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure.
So another, great job, man. That was fun doing the Celtics recap. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. Make sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen. Rate and review on Apple. You can follow me on Instagram at Rob Gao. That's R-O-B-C-A-O. You can follow Brandon at BigB_fame on Instagram and Twitter. Follow the show on Instagram at @TheFlame_ES, on Twitter at @TheFlame_ES. But yeah, bro, great job again, man.
Yes, sir. It was fun, bro. Glad to be on another one.
For sure, man. So yeah, guys, stay tuned for more of these off-season recaps coming your way. Thanks for listening again. Until next time, everyone. Take care.